a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Inside Sources. Welcome back, everyone, to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. Great to be with you today. I am Boyd Matheson, and really excited to have our next guest joining us, Sid Tetrow, who is president of Women's Tech Council. She's also just one of the great strategists, branding experts, high-performance team builder. She does it all, and we're really grateful to have Sid join us for a couple of reasons today. So first, Sid, thanks for joining us.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here.
So a couple of things going on. One, you've got a great event coming up on Friday this week. It is the First Female Recession Impact on Women in Tech, a virtual event. And we've got this up on our Facebook page, and people can jump on and sign up for that. But tell us just a little bit about that. We've been talking a lot here at KSL and at Deseret News about the impact of the pandemic as economically on women. And you're really getting at it from the tech sector as well. So give us just a little backstory there.
Yeah, absolutely. As you just said, you know, what started out as a pandemic has really become this first female recession. And what we've seen is it's held women back from their potential and previous success. And it's really made life difficult and challenging and even overwhelming beyond just the pandemic. And so where that starts to show up is we see things like childcare is still not back online, right? 33% of childcare workers have not come back. We have schedules with our children that are completely in flux all of the time. Large majority of the nation isn't even back in school. And so then you take other stats like we've seen men receive three times more promotions this last year and women lose jobs four times more than men. And so it's really, everyone says that this has really set us back to 1988 from women in the workforce. And that's really, really significant.
Yeah.
And those conversations have been happening in women and with women that we're hosting on Friday.
Oh, that's fantastic. I think this is one of those critical conversations that we have to get to. If we're going back to late 80s era in terms of especially our women in tech, that's not good for our tech companies. That's not good for the economy. That's not good for families or communities. And so as you look at that, and as you break that down, what are some of the conversation pieces? You've got a power-packed panel of women in tech that'll be joining you for this conversation on Friday. What are some of the things you're hoping to cover? What are some of the insight you hope people will take away from this virtual conference on Friday?
Yeah, absolutely. And what you just said is exactly what we believe, that a loss for women is a loss for all of us, right? Our communities, our families, the economy. And so we've structured the conversation. We felt like it was really important to have a conversation around where we're at. So we really understand where we're at in the ecosystem. Actually, the lieutenant governor is joining us also to talk a little bit about where we're at with the economy in Utah, because our economy in Utah is really strong.
Right.
And then what we really have learned, so as we as Women Tech Council have been talking with the community, we started hearing all of the stories about the individual impact the pandemic has had on all sorts of topics. And so we asked these women to share these stories and insights. And so we had this opportunity to hear from all these different women that are covering different things. One of the women speaking, she was working at Hill Air Force Base, and she'll share the story about where as she was headed to work to present to the general, she needed to drop her son off at daycare, and she got there and the daycare was closed because of COVID. And so now she's on this way to this critical meeting, and it's with the general, and what does she do? And these are really tangible examples that women have been facing that impact everything from that to, you know, thinking of finding a new job right now. If you're in a job that you're good with, women aren't moving from those because taking on new jobs is extremely hard. It's overwhelming. There's new politics. And so that means with even though all of our tech companies have jobs that are open, women aren't applying for those jobs. And that is a very significant issue because women are also looking for career mobility, but that's really been taken back this year because it's just too hard to think about moving careers. So they're going to cover all sorts of these topics so that we can be in conversation about them. And then the outcome of that is that we start getting in action so that we cannot spend 30 years getting back to where we were before the pandemic.
Right.
We have to accelerate change so that we can drive the trajectory forward.
Yeah, and that's so vital. And I think it's so important, especially for our women in tech and in business. I think it's true for all of us that we run out of energy before we run out of opportunity. But as you described, Sid, there are so many that the mental gymnastics of thinking about a career change or shifting to a different company or taking that promotion, sometimes that's just exhausting in and of itself. And I know you've got some of those conversations teed up for this session on Friday as well.
Exactly. Really, you know, as a personal example, right, I switched jobs in the middle of the pandemic. And I remember in the weeks before I started that job, having all those feelings like just those feelings of it, of being overwhelming. And we hear that from women all of the time. And in Utah, in the tech sector, only 23% of our workforce are women, while 44% of our workforce are women in the state as a whole. And tech pays 139% of our standard jobs. It provides great flexibility and mobility for women. And so the fact that we have challenges with getting women into more promotions, because women are only 5% of the executive teams in technology today. It's critical that we change that pathway. And then all of these women who are looking to enter the workforce are also struggling with how to get connected in. So it's really, really critical that we have the conversation and that we then activate all together with our tech companies, with men and women, so that we can really change the impact this recession is having.
Yeah, and so important for the organizations to understand as well. Something that Lieutenant Governor Henderson said in her inaugural address back in January was that we need these women's voices at the table, not just to talk about women's issues, but to talk about all the issues, the business issues, the community issues, the same with our minority community, that there's no token voices in there. And really looking forward to this event. Again, it is the first Female Recession Impact on Women in Tech coming up this Friday. It's a virtual event. We've got it up on our Facebook page. You can sign up there. Sid Tetreault, we always appreciate your voice and your leadership as you help more women engage, especially in the tech sector, and really make sure they're taking advantage of opportunities and driving impact, not just in business, but in our communities as well.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me and for being part of this conversation that I think is so critical for us as a state moving forward and the impact that it has. If we are in conversations, then we start to make the things that will create the change and pull us out of this recession.
Oh, fantastic. Sid Tetreault, thanks again for joining us today. We're going to go ahead and step aside for bottom of the hour news. When we come back, we're going to continue our focus on women's history, her story. Former Representative Mia Love's going to join us coming up about finding your voice, your leadership angle, coming up next.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.